Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. My name is Thierry Helis and I'm the editor of globaluniversityventuring.com and globalgovernmentventuring.com. Let's dive right into investments. E-commerce holding group Rocket Internet was among the investors in a 330 million euro round, that's about $363 million, closed by Global Fashion Group, a holding entity for several of Rocket's portfolio companies. Rocket Internet provided $75 million to the round, including the conversion of an investment in an earlier round, and now holds about a fifth, 20.4% of GFG. Rocket Internet Capital Partners, the late-stage VC fund that the group closed in January, also invested. GFG's portfolio include six online fashion retailers, that's Jabong, La Moda, Salora, Davitti, Namshi and The Iconic, that cover a total of 27 countries across Asia, South America, the Middle East, the CIS and Australia. And then in China, we have Pinduoduo, a group buying platform that was actually only launched in September, but it's already racked up 20 million users, or so it claims, for about $1.5 million in transactions every day. And it now has some decent funding to go along with those claims, having raised $110 million from a consortium including Tencent. Tencent's investment actually has a strategic element in that its WeChat app is said to be the biggest factor in the startup's rapid growth. WeChat, obviously, for those of you outside of Asia, is being used by a lot of businesses to talk to customers, kind of the same way that people in the West might use Twitter. And then Protean Electric, that is developing a in-wheel electric drive system for electric cars, has raised $70 million in funding from backers such as Tianjin THSG Corporation and Vi Science and Technology, the latter of which invested as part of a joint venture agreement. The investment has come 4 years after an $84 million round and will be used to scale production capacity for Protean's motor. And then in healthcare, we have ABB Technology Ventures, the corporate venturing arm of ABB, that has participated in a 20.3 million Series A round for a company called Cambridge Medical Robotics. Now, the company is based in the UK and is working on robotics technology that is aimed at helping surgeons with keyhole surgery, a quite complicated procedure that takes a long time to master and is quite physically demanding still. LGT Global Invest and Cambridge Innovation Capital also invested in the round that should hopefully help Cambridge Medical Robotics to commercialize its technology. And then we have business privacy technology provider Silent Circle that has increased its overall funding to $130 million after a $50 million Series C round led by strategic investor Santander. Silent Circle's product suite includes software, hardware, services, and an encrypted calling plan, and it will put the capital towards product and business development, customer service, and marketing. It's quite an interesting company, especially in a post-Snowden world where surveillance is everywhere, it seems. But the company has arguably struggled so far to make a significant dent in the market. And then we have online advertising company Avazu that spun out app developer .c United last year, and now that spin out has raised $45 million in a Series A round featuring Bertelsmann Asia Investments. .c will now look to expand a product range that includes a Wi-Fi enhancement app, an advanced mobile keyboard, and a lock screen app. And then over on the government side, we have Indigo, a US-based company that is aiming to help farmers grow more sustainable crops. The company has raised $100 million in the Series C round that was led by the Alaska Permanent Fund, which is a $45 billion vehicle aimed at ensuring that Alaska keeps a sustainable economy beyond the oil resources that its economy currently lives off. Flagship Ventures and members of the management and board also participated in the round. Indigo is working on a coating for plants that makes them more resistant to things like water scarcity, which is an increasing problem, particularly for cotton plants, which is the first plant that the company is targeting in Texas, where some counties have lost as much as 15 feet of water. So quite a significant industry to target, and Indigo seems to be on the right track and certainly well-equipped with its latest funding round. Now, that wasn't actually the week's biggest round on GGV, which was in fact Sprinklr, a social media management company that secured $105 million from Temasek, the investment arm of the Singaporean government, Edby and Wellington Management. The deal valued the company at $1.8 billion. And then on the university side, the most interesting deal was perhaps Precision Ocular, which raised a 20.6 million Series A round from investors including VBio Ventures, a VC affiliate of Research Institute VIB. Precision Ocular is working on a treatment that is able to inject drugs directly into a specific area of the eye, meaning that a disease can be targeted quite precisely and not harm surrounding tissue with the drugs. And then we also had two crossovers with the corporate world. First one, Reflection Medical, a radiotherapy equipment developer that has closed a 52 million Series B round backed by both Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, the latter of which provided a $6 million extension to the round. And second, we have Oncorus, a immunotherapy developer that is particularly focused on brain cancer for now and has raised $57 million in a funding round backed by Celgene. Now let's look at funds. It was actually quite busy on global corporate venturing for that, particularly in Brazil, where corporations are increasingly active in venture investments with two unit launches in the past week and a survey of 68 businesses revealing more are investing in startups. First off, we have conglomerate Alga that has set up a corporate venturing unit focused on its main sectors, while insurer Porto Seguro has also set up a capital unit run by two experienced managers, Annabelle Messer and Federico Mesnick. Earlier this month, US-based corporations Monsanto, Microsoft and Qualcomm obviously formed a partnership to invest up to 300 million real in Brazil-based agriculture-focused startups, while Accenture, Santander and IE Business School ran a fintech venture day in Sao Paulo back in April. In fact, Vinicius Scaramel, the CEO of Brazil Ventures, a corporate-backed accelerator and VC, has surveyed 68 corporations about their views on innovation and investing in and working with startups. And Scaramel said there had been a 16 percentage point rise in the number of corporations investing in startups. In 2015, 59% of respondents had invested in zero startups, but this year the number had fallen to 43%, with a proportionate rise in the number of corporations investing in one to five startups. The full results of that survey showing the increase in CVC interest will actually be published at our second annual Corporate Venture in Brazil conference on the 24th to the 26th of October. If you are interested in either speaking or attending, you can contact us for an invitation and discussion on the program. But there's no shortage of capital and realizations in healthcare either, with bank SVB predicting a bumper number of realizations, with M&A big exits to pick up in the second half of the year and actually exceed 2015 total. SVB won big with a sale of Stemcentrx to AbbVie in the first half for $9.8 billion, having provided $100 million to the startup. Global Corporate Venturing has taken a look at other big founding rounds of late in this week's big deal, and I strongly suggest going and checking that out on globalventuring.com. But then, in the financial world, Santander, which committed $100 million to a fintech corporate venturing fund called Santander Innoventures 2 years ago, yesterday announced that it is doubling the size of that unit to $200 million. Santander Innoventures has disclosed investment in 8 companies so far, but 2 of those, Cabbage and Cyanogen, are unicorns, and the firm is starting to make a name as a strategic growth stage investor. Media group Bloomberg is following suit, putting another $75 million into its venture capital firm Bloomberg Beta, following on from its $75 million first fund 3 years ago. Bloomberg Beta's focus is the future of work, and in contrast to many other CVC units, it eschews strategic benefit to invest purely for profit. The unit has disclosed 2 exits so far, but Bloomberg will be hoping those ramp up by the time it starts looking to a third fund. And then over on the government side, we have news from my homeland, incidentally, where Luxembourg is setting up a seed fund focused on the digital economy. The initiative is part of its Digital Luxembourg initiative, which is aiming at increasing the country's strengths in the digital economy sector. The seed fund will actually also be used to help commercialize research at the country's university. Yes, the only university. It is quite a small place. And then the European Commission has initiated a public-private partnership focused on cybersecurity and committed $500 million to it as part of Horizon 2020. The target size for the fund is a whopping $2 billion. And finally, with Japan's parliamentary vote, Japan's expected defense spending increase amounts to some $60 billion on top of present spending of $41.4 billion. That's a very substantial economic boost to Japan and secondarily to the world, and focus will be on the next-gen tech, for example robots, probably with venture backing and quite possibly bringing in SoftBank. Now, with all the doom and gloom stories surrounding unicorns and e-commerce unicorns in particular over the past few months, the acquisition of men's grooming product subscription platform Dollar Shave Club makes a refreshing change. The company was bought by Unilever for a whopping $1 billion in cash, giving an exit to backers including Comcast Ventures, having last raised funding at a $615 million valuation in November last year. So quite a nice exit there for Comcast. If you're not familiar with Dollar Shave Club, I suggest heading to YouTube and starting by watching their hilarious advert, which is quite self-deprecating and will probably make you want to sign up. Other men's grooming products are available. Apart from Dollar Shave Club, we also have a couple of IPOs. First off, Ucar, which has floated at a $5.5 billion valuation. The company was backed by both Alibaba and Legend Holdings and offers a chauffeured Lyft service that was spun out of Car 18 months ago. So quite a quick turnaround on that. And then Intel has exited Impinj in a $67 million initial public offering. The item tracking technology producer that has also received funding from UPS and Unilever has floated at the top of its range. Two other exits came through acquisitions. First off, ShopClues, which has acquired mobile payment startup Momo for up to $12 million, providing an exit to equity holders such as IDG Ventures India. And LookUp has been acquired by NowFloats, providing an exit to shareholders such as DNA and MKS. The startup will actually continue to develop its local retail-focused messaging platform post-acquisition. No exits really on the government side, but on the university end, we have Oxford spin-out Imago Biosystems, which is working on increasing the efficiency of antibody-based cancer therapies, that has been acquired by Hansa Medical. And finally, people. Mel Gesita last month joined US-based consumer finance company Synchrony Financial as managing director for strategic investments. Gesita previously spent nearly 3 years sourcing strategic investments and business development at US Cellular, having earlier worked for 9 years at Motorola Solutions Venture Capital. His board observer role at Keep on behalf of US Cellular has been taken on by Joe Satimi. Synchrony was US-listed industrial conglomerate GE's 80-year-old business, which they separated and took public mid-2014. And with no people news on either GGV or GUV, that is it for this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. All feedback, as always, is welcome. Send me an email to thelius@mawsonia.com. That's THELES at MAWSONIA.com. Or leave us a review on iTunes, which is always helpful, climbing the charts there. And with that, have a productive week, everyone. Speak to you next Monday.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.